28 South African time on this beautiful Wednesday morning, Yawmul Arbi'a, the 10th of Dhulqa'dah 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved teacher, senior respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Marana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Dhulqa'dah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the poets, chapter number 26 and verse number 151 to 159. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing the people at that time regarding the Qawm-e Samud, to whom Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam was sent. Almighty Allah states, وَلَا تُطِيعُوا أَمْرَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ, and do not be obedient, and do not obey those people, أَمْرَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ, that those people whose commandments or matters or issues are such that they are the extravagant ones. They have gone beyond the boundaries and the limits. الَّذِينَ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, they cause mischief, mayhem on this earth. How many people today are causing mischief, mayhem on this earth? You'll find people who have Muslim names causing mischief, mayhem. The non-Muslims, you all know they are causing mayhem, mischief, and with their kufr and shirk and blasphemy. وَلَا يُسْلِحُونَ, and then they do not make any amends. They will try and justify their wrong. They know they're wrong, but in the public arena, they will say, we are justified and so forth. So that is one big and huge problem. Instead of confessing, admitting to our wrong, making sincere tawbah and repenting, then we find that people, we justify our wrong. That is exactly what the Iblis, Satan, Lucifer did and tried to do. Qalu, hence they, the people who were against Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet Salih, they said, Innama anta minal musahharin. Indeed, you are only from those who are bewitched. You are those people to whom that, you know, jadu has been made against you. Sihar has been made against you. You are a person that somebody made sorcery, magic on you, and so forth. And now the personal attack and the personal assault and character assassination. Ma anta illa basharum mithluna. You are nothing but just an ordinary person like us. Allah forbid. Fa'ati bi ayatin. So hence you bring a sign, a symbol. In kunta min as-sadiqin. If you are from the truthful people. So what was the sign? They were demanding, not requesting. They demanded there from that mountain, you must bring a she-camel. Qala. So he said, Salih alayhi salam, hadhihi naqatul laha shirbu, walakum shirbu yawmin ma'loom. The she-camel, yeah, which Almighty Allah calls naqatullah, the she-camel of Almighty Allah, because it came into existence not the conventional manner, but it came through the mountain. And what they demanded, Laha Shirbu. So one day it will be drinking the water from the reservoir. Walakum Shirbu Yomim Ma'lum. And one day the water will be for you and on specific days. So for example, even days the camel will drink, and odd days you will drink, or vice versa, whatever the agreement was. Now these people were warned and pre-warned. وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ. And you must not touch it with any evil, that you want to injure it, you want to cause it harm, you want to murder it and kill it. If you do that, فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. And then remember, Almighty Allah will seize you and punish you, يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, what a grievous punishment, a very, very big punishment. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, remember, is teaching us, فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. That is a major, major punishment overtake you. And that's what happened. They stayed there, remember, for 3 days, and then the punishment of Almighty Allah came. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسُوَّاهَا. That Almighty Allah crushed them, annihilated them, decimated them, and flattened them all. Remember that, who were guilty of going and violating the laws which the Messenger Salih alayhi salam was teaching them. So what crime did they commit? فَأَقَرُوهَا. Hence you must remember, they hamstrung the she-camel. They murdered the camel. فَأَصْبَحُوا نَادِمِينَ. After that, now they started showing some remorse. But alas, it's too late already. Why? Because they were warned on several occasions. And then in their 3 days, remember, was the respite and then the punishment. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Hence the punishment of Almighty Allah came from different directions. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَةِ. Indeed, in that there are signs and symbols. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. And majority of them will not believe. Like you see today, 8 billion plus people on this earth and more than 7 billion non-Muslims. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily, Almighty Allah, your sustainer, nourisher, is all-powerful and very, very merciful. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that envelope us and encompass us in His special, special mercy. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Chapter 7, verse 151. O beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. We are sinners, we are weak, Ya Allah. Only you can give us the strength, the energy, and accept us in this world and in the year after through your grace, mercy, and benevolence. Let us go to the news, views, and interviews locally, nationally, internationally. Pakistan, Imran Khan will be tried by the military court. You see, all this America tells them, the West tells them, Choro ki hukumat, the government of thugs, remember that. The government that are given money by the Americans and the Westerners and so forth. Therefore, the Pakistani people, majority of them, they hate the army and they hate the government. They are with Imran. Whether we agree with Imran, don't agree, that's a separate issue. But the facts must be told, that majority of the Pakistani public is with Imran Khan. And now they want that he must not be able to participate in the elections. A total disgrace for the Pakistani government and their military. You see, now all these experts, they created the poison and now they want to warn you. AI, artificial intelligence, will be very, very destructive in future. You heard what happened last night. North Korea sent one missile, spy missile. Millions of people were warned in Japan and South Korea, but Allah's help came and there was a failure. It fell in the ocean, in the sea. So this is what was going to happen. All part of the Dajjali fitna. That they did this, want to make this, want to make this, that replace human beings with robots and so forth. But the same thing sooner or later will come and haunt them, because you must remember that nobody can control it then. Putin says we are going to enhance the security in Moscow and surroundings. And the same Putin said that they confirmed the strikes there against the military intelligence headquarters in Kiev. Because now they're playing with Putin. Now you want to attack Moscow, you want to attack the Kremlin, so then Putin is going to teach you such a lesson. And if you know the inside story about the deep state, that America and them wanted this, that Ukraine must be flattened, and then their companies will come inside there, their oil companies, and then they will be investing millions, billions, and trillions of dollars, and everything will then belong to them. And they kept this guy, the comedian Zelensky, as a puppet regime, and as an idiot and a fool, they used him. You see, this guy here, Putin, now he invited the leader of Eritrea. Eritrea, small little country next to Ethiopia and so forth. So their leader, president, prime minister, whatever, he's in Russia. So what they're discussing, that we're going to put military bases, we're going to have intelligence and so forth. You want to come right by me, so now we're going to discuss. See how the war day in Sudan, turning against Saudi Arabia, turning against Americans. They thought they can bring peace there. No peace, remember that. That why didn't you leave Russia and Sudan to do what they wanted to do? But America must poke its nose and use its, you know, its chamchas, its sidekick like Saudi Arabia and them to do their dirty work and so forth. Now Nigeria has got a new president. In his inauguration speech, he says that we are no more going to subsidize the fuel and petrol and so forth. So imagine Nigeria, the biggest, largest country in Africa. It has so much oil, but remember that now there's fuel shortages, long, long queues. Some garages are not even selling, you must remember, filling stations, petrol. Others have doubled the price and so forth. Big chaos, mayhem there, remember, in Nigeria. UK, Sunak, he's another one. He doesn't know what Putin is going to do with him. Putin will give him one shot, he will end up back in India. So remember, the UK is backing the terror attack on Moscow, and remember, they're proud about it. So their turn will come very soon, remember that, and they cannot even control the inflation there in the UK. EU, European Union, at least now they use their common sense. You know, common sense is not common nowadays. Now they're breaking ranks and ties with US regarding the economic front. They say, no, we will continue trading with Russia. We will continue trading with China. We cannot cut them off completely, because then we ourselves will become bankrupt and so forth, that we are reliant on China, we are reliant on Russia and so forth. So at least you must remember that they're not being a poodle like your Sunak in Britain for America and so forth. Although they're guilty of many, many war crimes themselves. Look at Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, stealing more and more land. So now they have earmarked more land they want to steal, you must remember, in the West Bank. So where's the United Nations? Where is America? Where is Britain? Where is European Union? 100% the Israelis are crooks in simple terms. You must remember, usurping the rights of others. And if you object, they just shoot you and no questions asked and so forth. So therefore, it's not a chosen nation. It's a cursed nation. And go read, I sent it out yesterday, and Gideon Levy delivering a lecture. And he's a wonderful journalist. He's a jutla. But remember, you don't paint everybody with the same brush. We will say majority of the Hindus, majority of the Jews, our enemies, but we will never say every Jew, every Hindu. So what happens is this, that he spoke, you must remember, and he said, initially he was a supporter of the two-state solution, but then he realized this was another trick, you must remember, of Bibi and them. So what is Bibi's name now in the Haaretz? Abu Trickster. What's his name? Abu Trickster. Abu means father. The father of all tricks. Every trick he will use. Therefore, everybody in Palestine, occupied Palestine, knows he is a pathological liar. A big, big liar. It's in his nature to lie left, right, and center and fool these Arab leaders, tinpot dictators, and murtads, and shaitans, and haramis. So you must remember, he said, the two-state solution, never mind, is dead. It was not even born, you must remember. No leader ever of Israel wants a two-state solution. They were just buying time and all that with the Oslo Accord and so forth. So one Jutla who was part of, you must remember, the intelligence and so forth, there in Israel, he died in Italy, he drowned, go to hell. So you must remember that. We got no sympathy for you Jutlas who die in any part of the world and supporting Israel. And then Putin is coming to South Africa. Naledi Pandor pulled it off, you must remember that. She's a Muslim, you know. So some Iman, remember, guides her and tells them what to do. So the world can go to hell. That's what the ANC are telling them, and we agree with them on this score. So they told the ICC, they told America, they told Europe, they told Sunak and all of them, you go to hell. You don't come and tell us what to do. So they're giving all the guests who will be arriving for the BRICS summit and conference here in South Africa. So remember, in August, we will give you immunity. So finish, end of the discussion. Nobody will be arrested and so forth. So Putin, you're welcome here. They worried about this guy also. Don't think they don't know. They know Modi, because our Muslim lawyers are busy with that. So remember that. But obviously, when the government give immunity, then you can't do much, you know. But at least you can put it on record that we didn't want to welcome him in South Africa, because he is the butcher of Gujarat and many, many other immoral things he did against Muslims and Islam and Christianity and the Sikhs and what have you. So today, inshallah, between 8:30 and 9 will be Maulana Musa Akudi. I think he's leaving for Hajj also today. He will tell you, inshallah, between 8:30 and 9 with Maulana Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 is birth of marriage, and inshallah 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran, the commentary. And remember that today is Wednesday, so after Zohar, then raise your hands, read 2 rakat salat, make dua. Almighty Allah guides humanity, and if there's no guidance for them and they're harming us Muslims and Islam and so forth, Allah must decimate and destroy them. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. Somebody says, Mufti Sahab, the Chinese government is against Muslims. Don't you think Taliban should cut ties with them, Ustad?
So you must remember this, Taliban have just come out of so many years of war and so forth. They have to sort out the economy. They have to look at their people and so forth and so on. So which government, you must remember, is not against Islam? You take Iran, Pakka Shias, non-Muslims. So, but they're dealing with them. So you look at other governments, you will find majority of them are against Islam, your Arab states. Most of them are against Islam and so forth. So therefore, they said, okay, we will have an open policy. You call that, you must remember, expediency. So that is what they are doing, and that they want to come out from the doldrums. And therefore, obviously, we know China is a dictatorship, and they are oppressing the Uyghur Muslims. It's not hidden or something. And remember that they won't think twice to torture them if they protest and so forth. You saw how many mosques and so forth. They want to demolish there as well. So that is what the problem they are in, and they're taking the pragmatic approach, as they will tell the world.
Somebody says, good morning, sir. Was Jonah from Nineveh dead or alive in the belly of the whale? So what was the sign of Jonah Jesus was talking about, Ustad?
Remember this, my brother. Very good question. When you want to speak of Jonah, so you must go to the Noble Quran. and see that the entire chapter is dedicated to him as well. Chapter number 10, Surah Yunus. And I read for you a portion, and I want you, brother, to read it. وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of Jonah, and he was from the prophets and messengers, and he is a prophet and messenger selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and not elected by people. So write down, my brother, chapter number 37, Surah Sawafat, and then it carries on from verse number 149. So you must remember this, it goes on from 140. Let me get the verse properly, sorry brother. So it goes from 139 to 149. You can look at it there. So 139 to 148, you can say. So remember that Almighty Allah teaches us the fish swallowed him, right? He was alive. And in the belly of the fish, he was reading. What was he reading? Chapter 21, verse number 87. And that is, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And thereafter, you must remember that he came out and Almighty Allah saved him. And if he was not reading, he should have remained in the belly of the fish till the day of justice. Yes, he was sent to Nineveh, and Nineveh, whatever you want to pronounce it, in Iraq, and he was sent to over 100,000 people. So all this is enshrined in the noble Quran, my brother. Now the conundrum and dilemma you Christians face is this. If you go to Matthew in your Bible, so I'm paraphrasing it, so it is mentioned there, you must remember, that Jonah, Yunus alayhi salam, according to the Bible, was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish, right? 3 days and 3 nights. And you, Jesus, you also will be 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the earth. So now let us count. We Islam, we reject all this totally. So you Christians say, first of all, you'll say Jesus was born on 25th December, and you know what a lie that is, and taking you Christians for a ride and so forth, making you fools, you know, messes are asses, you know how it goes. And you must remember that then in April, March, they tell you it's Easter time. So Friday night, you must remember, Friday they say he was crucified. So we reject that totally. The Jews, they haramis, they murderers, you must remember. They murdered prophets and messengers like Zacharias, and you must remember John the Baptist and so forth. So all that happened, you must remember, Yahya alayhi salam. So that is what the Jews did. Quran speaks of that. Fariqan kazzabtum wa fariqan taktulun. Regarding Jesus, peace be upon him, the prophet, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Jews tried to assassinate them, but they could not kill them and so forth. Almighty Allah protected them. So wama qatalu wama salabu. We Muslims say he was not killed, Jesus, and nor was he crucified. So you Christians, you say he was crucified on that Friday. So Friday night he was there in the tomb, Holy Sepulchre. I went inside there, brother. So remember Friday night. Then Saturday the whole day. Saturday night. And Sunday morning when Mary Magdalene comes, then the tomb is empty. So what do you see, my brother? You see that there are 2 nights and 1 day. But the Bible says 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the fish. 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the earth. So how can you reconcile that? That shows that the Bible has been tempered with, and there are so many different versions that even the virgins are confused. And your pope and your pastor and your priest are taking you for one big, big ride. You are not practicing on Christianity. Another Jutla Harami came. His name was Saul. And Saul says he saw a dream. And then Saul became Paul. So you are not practicing on the true teachings of Jesus, peace be upon him, the prophet. You are practicing on the Pauline theory and what Paul told you all to do, and he hijacked the whole of Christianity. Like Zionism, remember, hijacked the whole of Judaism. So that is where you are, you Jews and Christians. Your religion has been hijacked, and therefore today you're all united united. Now you don't know what to do with Islam and Muslims, so you'll agree on one title. We must tell the world that Muslims and Islam are terrorists. But you see how it's boomeranging on you. The more you say we are terrorists, more and more non-Muslims are embracing Islam. So that is the miracle of Islam. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. The more you try to extinguish the nur, the radiance and effulgence of Islam, more and more people will embrace Islam. And that is enshrined in the noble Quran. So therefore, they can try whatever they want to. Chapter 61, verse number 8, verse number 9.
Somebody says, Muftisab, can you ask Mr. Ibrahim Anderson if he makes any live videos or audio recording when he is giving da'wah? Please share if there is, so we can also learn and share to non-Muslim friends and family, Ustad.
Brother Ibrahim Anderson, I met him once in Durban. And then I asked him that, now just briefly, because it was a very short meeting, he also was in a hurry and I also to go somewhere. But anyway, the long and short of it is this, he himself was a pastor. And he knows the Bible more, he knows the Bible better than most of these Christians today. So when they want to speak, whether he goes to university or whether he goes to the church or whether he goes anywhere, he says, come, you say you're the Christian, you say this, let us discuss. Then he shows them this, he shows them the contradictions, he shows them what has been cooked up and false, like the Christmas, like the Easter, and all these things here. So he beats them at their own game. So that is what he is doing. So remember, we make dua for him, all might Allah use him, and he has become the roving ambassador of Islam. Ameen. And mashallah, so many people he brought into the fold of Islam, South Africa, overseas, and wherever else.
I see Gideon says, he says, AK, is Libya better off after the death of Gaddafi, Ustad?
So you must remember that Israel and America are the biggest terrorists. What you must say, Gideon? Repeat after me. Israel is an apartheid, rogue, terrorist, Nazi regime. That's first thing you must say. Second one, you must say, America supports it with its veto. So who are the biggest terrorist nations? You must remember these people. Do you know anything of Libya? Libya did not owe the World Bank $1. They did not owe the IMF 1 cent, £1, $1, £1. Libya had that water scheme, you must remember, the best in the whole of Africa and so forth. But what a Muslim does, what an Arab does, always you jutlas, haramis, terrorists, murderers, you will always burn. You must remember that. Quran speaks of this. Hasadam min indi anfusihim. So you, unless they work under you like your slaves, like how you got Saudi Arabia and Emirates and all these tenpot dictators, then you will allow them and tolerate them and so forth. But if they tell you, go to hell, we don't need you, then you will undermine them. What you did with Saddam Hussein, who murdered him? So America told the Kufar Shia, you take care of him, we are with you. Who took care of Libya, of Gaddafi? Was it not the Americans and so forth? So you must remember that and see what you all did in Iraq, what you did in Libya and so forth. You must be an idiot, Gideon. You see, Gideon, you must be an idiot to think that Libya is better off now, post-Gaddafi. Iraq is better off now, post-Saddam. Now you created more people who's going to fight you and fight the Americans and so forth. You go there and see if they don't put a bullet through you. So, because you all are the cause of all the harm and problems and so forth. So don't come with your sweet talk here and all that. You jutlas are haramis and majority of you are terrorists and you'll support the terrorists.
Allahu Akbar. I've got a new listener, Sister Felicity. She says, very interesting program. Is Australia the only country that the USA truly loves? Felicity, Ustad.
They don't love anybody. You don't know that person few days ago. Henry Kissinger, another jutla, another harami. Go, Felicity, and read. Don't listen to the Western media. They make you valehile. They may close your eyes. You know, in Zulu, they say that they just make you fools, like you say. You must go read the real stories. This is Kissinger. Three stories quickly of him. Kissinger went to King Faisal. King Faisal passed away and was assassinated on March 1975. So in 73, when the Israelis were losing the war against Egypt, America poked its nose in again. And then he, the man of Iman and faith and conviction, he put the oil embargo. America was gone and they didn't know what to do. Kissinger comes and tells him, you must lift the embargo. He said, fine, I lift it today. You must tell Israel they must give us and the Palestinians their rights. I want to read prayer and salah today in Aqsa al-Mubarak. You see, a man with iman. Not these MBS and murtads and shaitans running around now. One. Then second one, Kissinger said, go read it on record. He said, America never has friends. America never has friends. America has interest. They will use you and then they will drop you and kick you, remember. Look at the Shah of Iran. They used him, everything. That shaitan harami didn't have a place to die. They told him, you're not welcome in our country. You're not welcome. Yeah, he could die in another country. So not that these characters, this Khomeini and his sidekicks are better for us Muslims. You must remember that. So all of them non-Muslim Shias and so forth and Shah and all of. I went to Shah's house also, his big palace, you understood? When I went to Iran in 2013, we spent 12, 13 days there. So anyway, that is Kissinger. Third one, Australia. Australia, Britain, they're big friends of America. Not friends as me and you will understand Felicity, which will be a win-win situation. You must do our dirty work. So Australia is there down under, racist, you must remember, many of them. And anti, you must remember, non-white and so forth. So they are there to police. Police who? To police Indonesia, Malaysia and all those countries. Britain, they are there to police Europe and so forth. Israel is there to police, you must remember, the Middle East and the Arab states. You understanding the picture now, Felicity? Don't be naive and don't be a simple Simon. Remember this. These are all the prostitutes, you must remember, of America. America tells them, we will help you, we will give you military, but you must do our dirty work and so forth. So that's what they do. You must understand that. Okay, is there one more question?
What's this, Amanda? She says, many geniuses tend to sleep less than 6 hours a day. Did Prophet Muhammad have a similar sleeping pattern? Amanda, Ustad.
My sister Amanda, very good question. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran the quality of the true pious people. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. That the pious people are those, they sleep at night, but they don't sleep 10 hours and 8 hours and so forth. They sleep a small portion of the night. You must refer to chapter 51, Surah Zariyat, and verse 17. That is the pious people. Regarding the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif and the noble Quran itself teaches us, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qumil layla illa qaleelan nisfa. That you, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, half the night you sleep, half the night you wake up, meaning 3-4 hours and then nisfahu awinqus minhu qalila aw zid alay. So either you change it this way or that way, so you to sleep very few hours at night, not like me and you sleep 6-7 hours and so forth. So therefore, and the Master alayhi salam would cry to Almighty Allah during the night time, which we call Tahajjud Salat. Open the chapter number 73 and in the beginning you will find it there. Baraka. And now we go for the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and then the Fajr Adhan, and thereafter Mona Khalid, and 7 o'clock Mona Zahid. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.